Andrew Wittenberg is a reporter for KSL in Salt Lake City, and he is in Pyeongchang, South Korea for the Winter Olympic Games. He's on the phone right now. Hey, Andrew, how are you?
Hey, what's up, Matt? How's it going, bud?
We are good. Have you heard ever of a ponchki in your life?
Never heard of it in my life. In fact, I was just listening before it came on, and I had no idea what you guys were talking about.
So it's a huge deal here in Chicago. Tuesday's Fat Tuesday, and it's a big Polish delicacy. It's kind of like a jelly donut on steroids. And Fat Tuesdays are a big day here in Chicago for ponchki. And so next time you're in Chicago, you've got to get to a Polish deli and ask for a ponchki, okay?
Yeah, it sounds delightful.
It really is good. It really is good, I'll tell you. But you are in South Korea for the Winter Olympics, where it is now, what, going on 9 a.m.? It's about quarter to 9 a.m., is that right?
Yeah, just about coming up on 9 a.m., windy and cold once again. So a little bit of breaking news here for you.
Okay.
The women's giant slalom event was just postponed because of these high winds. I was on with you a couple days ago and talking about the wind and the cold.
Yeah.
They've just postponed Michaela Schifrin's first event here because of the high winds. The men's downhill was postponed yesterday for the same reason. So it looks like the giant slalom for the women also going to have to be moved to later in the week, hopefully when the winds die down.
Yeah, so that's really been an issue because they canceled men's the other night, right?
Yeah, men's downhill was moved to, I believe, Wednesday. And now they're going to have to, we didn't get a new date or anything, but they're going to have to come up with something with the schedule to figure it out and get it in. But yeah, they postponed it today because of the winds.
Well, I guess if winds postponing things is the biggest news that comes out of the games on a negative level, that's still pretty good, right?
Right, yeah. I think all things considered coming into the games, if you said, well, it looks like the wind may be an issue. Yeah, I think that's probably pretty good.
Because overall, would you say, Andrew, that the games are off to a great start? I haven't heard. I know there was an earthquake 100 miles away, and we've canceled some things because of wind. But overall, things are running really smoothly. Is that the headline?
Yeah, I would say so, from my perspective anyway. Of course, there's so much swirling around with Mike Pence being here. We talked about that a couple days ago and all the geopolitical stuff. But, yeah, overall, everything from our end and our perspective has been that it's moved relatively smoothly, save for the cold weather.
How much are you hearing about that there on the ground, about the geopolitical stuff? Otto Warmbier's father said North Korea isn't truly participating in the games when he was over there. But we just had in our news that somebody wants to nominate the Korean women's hockey team for a Nobel Peace Prize for coming together and playing together in the games. How much talk is there at the Olympics themselves about North and South Korea?
Well, there's definitely a lot of buzz, I think, about the sister that was here for opening ceremonies and getting a lot of attention from the media. It seems like every time that the sister of Kim Jong-un has made an appearance here, it's gotten quite a bit of attention. And I think to some ways, maybe rubbing some Americans the wrong way because, you know, Mike Pence came out and said, well, that doesn't change anything about our relations with North Korea and the sanctions. So, yeah, I mean, it's definitely getting a lot of attention, although, I mean, I would say, again, relative on the scale of everything that's going on with the focus being on the games themselves, it hasn't risen to the level of the entire media clamoring to try to do stuff about North Korea. It's still mostly about the games, I would say. And certainly for us, with our perspective in America, we had our first gold with Red Gerard, and that was certainly something that took away from any sort of distraction that may have come up in the first day or so of the games.
Well, I do want to talk a little bit more about the games in a moment, but Kim Jong-un's sister, has she made herself available to Western media at all for interviews, or does she just make her appearances and then get shuttled away?
Yeah, not to my knowledge. She hasn't done any sort of media availability, which would be, that would certainly rise to the level of doing something outside of the norm. But, yeah, she's kind of only been seen going to and from events, I guess. And so it's been sort of strange in that respect that, you know, it's almost like a novelty, if you will, to be able to see someone from North Korea in such a high power position. I think for Americans, it's sort of just odd more than it is a contentious issue.
Yeah.
So no, she hasn't done like any sort of media or anything, but the intriguing factor is that she's just here and has stayed here for a couple of days.
So you mentioned that the U.S. finally won their first gold medal. We're only a couple days in, but is that a slow start for the U.S. or are great events just not happening yet?
Yeah, and you know, the first event was cross-country skiing, which Americans typically don't do well in. So that was one of the things. Remember 4 years ago in Sochi, everybody just went crazy over Sage Katzenberg in one of the first events, the slope-style snowboarding. And sorry, this wind is really howling out here. We're waiting to get on a bus, actually, to go up to one of the venues.
Okay. That's okay.
But 4 years ago, the first really event that was televised was an American gold. And then I think a couple days later, the Americans swept the podium in slope-style skiing. And so there's this big, you know, red, white, and blue surge right off the top. I think you'll see a lot more American medals. We had a silver in luge last night. We had the gold and the slope-style snowboarding. And I think that'll really get everybody going. And, of course, you know, those events that first started, the short track speed skating and the cross-country skiing aren't really specialties for Americans or events that I would say that we are predicted to do incredibly well in. So as it gets going, I think, yeah, it'll build a little bit.
That short track speed skating is so much fun to watch, though, isn't it? You got four guys or six guys or whatever just on this little track. It's like 12 laps, so the first eight, they don't even skate. They just kind of glide around, and then suddenly they kick it in, and it's like watching NASCAR on ice.
It really is, yeah, NASCAR on ice. And then this year they added the new event, the mass start speed skating for the long track, too, which they actually call NASCAR on ice because you have, like, I want to say it's like 25 people on the ice for the track version. And so, yeah, it's going to be pretty wild to see that for the first time at an Olympics as well. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely cool. A lot of the events that we've been able to see. What's a little side note that I'd tell you is the bus system here is pretty wild, and we were talking about that the other day. But they're all, like, charter buses, I believe, that they brought in from Seoul for these games, and they are incredibly ornate.
Really?
There's wild upholstery on all of them, Christmas lights and disco balls, flat screen TVs at the front of every single one of them. And so actually the other night I was coming home and I was watching on a full bus, just packed with a bunch of people. We were watching this short track speed skating on a bus, and people were just going wild. So it's a pretty eventful time, even when you're on a bus for 30 or 45 minutes.
It sounds a good time. Now, I hear the wind out there as you're waiting for the bus. How bad is the wind chill there right now?
You know, I just heard the weather report right before we came on in Chicago. I'd say not too dissimilar from something down by the lake where you might have a good wind coming in off Lake Michigan. But, okay. Yeah, I would say a solid 10-mile-an-hour to 15-mile-per-hour wind and temperatures right now definitely hovering around the high teens to 20, I would guess.
And
it's so that you have to have gloves and a hat on, or you'd be pretty miserable pretty quickly.
And how well attended are these games? I know that, you know, for NBC, it's about the amount of spectators here in the States that make the contract worthwhile. But I know it's also important to the cities that host these games to have people in the stands and spending money locally. When I saw, what did I see the other night? I saw some curling, and I've seen some short track and things like that. I feel like I've seen seats available every time I've seen a venue where I've been able to see the seats. How many, you know, is it easy to get tickets if you were in Korea right now?
Yeah, I would say you wouldn't have trouble getting tickets. You might have trouble getting tickets to the high profile events, the figure skating, the USA hockey, men's or women's, things like that, or any sort of the short track speed skating is sort of like a national attraction here in South Korea. So some of that has been attended very well. But that's not too uncommon from what I saw in Rio, where a lot of the smaller events, you know, there's certainly space.
Mm-hmm.
And you just have to be able to find the time and the you know, if you're going to just take a trip to South Korea, I think you've probably figured it out by now after coming from the States what you're going to do about tickets.
Yeah.
But I think the latest numbers we heard were something like 70% of tickets for all events were sold.
And is that considered
and,
pretty good?
That's higher for the big events, yeah.
And is 70% considered pretty good? Is that a happy number when they're reporting that?
You know, I don't know. There was a lot of speculation, not speculation, but there was a notion that what would wind up being the case is that once everything sort of got going, that a lot of people would take the high-speed train in from Seoul and take in some events just on the weekend. So we noticed it was really a lot of traffic over the weekend, considering that everything had just started. And a lot of people had come up from Seoul. The high-speed train that goes like 200 miles an hour between Seoul and Pyeongchang was packed all weekend long. And so people coming up for the weekend, taking in an event and going back home. So not necessarily maybe seen in hotel stays or something like that, but they were anticipating that a lot of people would come and fill in the stands who were just locals within a couple hours from here.
And how many Americans are you seeing there? Is there a good American contingent? You know, Korea is not a hot spot for American tourism, and it's certainly not a warm weather destination right now. So you really got to be wanting to go see the Olympics to trek over there. But outside of, you know, friends and family of the athletes, do you think there's a decent amount of American tourism there for the Olympics?
I would say smaller than in Rio. We saw quite a few Americans who just said, you know what, we wanted to take a trip. We wanted to go see the Olympics. We thought we'd go spend a week in Brazil. Have not seen that in South Korea. There's, you know, somewhat of an American contingency here. There's a lot of American business that takes place in Seoul. A lot of the automotive business from, you know, Kia and Hyundai that has interest in America. Bridgestone, the tire company, has a huge presence in South Korea as well. We've seen some of those tour groups and Americans within those groups. But as far as just, yeah, your American spectators floating around Olympic Park, not many. And in fact, I don't know if there were any that weren't connected to athletes in some way. Because you can tell, you know, when you see Americans walking by, they're decked out in the red, white, and blue, but they also have on like official U.S. Olympic gear stuff too. So it seems like maybe they might be attached to a family or something. But no, not just massive throngs of Americans just milling around the park.
And if you were there, you just happen, hey, let's go to Korea, and then you land there, and now you need tickets. Is there like a StubHub, or do you just go to ticket offices? How would people get tickets?
Yeah, there's a massive ticket office right at the front of Olympic Park. But there's also online. I'm not sure if there's like a secondary market, but there's definitely a Pyeongchang 2018 website where you can purchase tickets for almost any event.
All right. So I've asked you the other night. I'll ask you again. What are you looking forward to? Like you're going. What are you waiting? You're on a bus now. Where are you headed to?
Well, we were literally waiting on a bus to go up to see the giant slalom, which is here Monday morning. And that was supposed to start at 10:15 local time, and it was going to be live in prime time on NBC for Sunday night here in just a couple of hours. But that has been delayed. So we were looking forward to seeing Michaela Schifrin for the first time on snow. We've got a number of local Utah skiers who are also in the slalom that we were following. And then men's downhill, of course, delayed yesterday. Those were sort of the two of the past 24 hours that we were really wanting to see if any of our Americans would come through and do really well, especially in the first qualifying runs. But, yeah, that's kind of been the downside, is the wind has really taken hold and canceled those. So I'd say that, obviously, meeting with the first gold medalist, Red Gerard, would be high profile as far as it goes for the media perspective. So we were looking forward to chatting with him today. NBC brings varying medalists through the varying media venues to do interviews. So sure. We were looking forward to chatting with him today. So, that's probably where we are right now. We'll probably circle back around and try to figure out what we're going to do now that we've got a few hours to try to figure out, probably try to get in and out of this wind.
Yeah, and I imagine the corporate bosses at NBC are scrambling to figure out what's going on in prime time tonight now too, right?
Yeah, I mean, that would be the logical assumption. Michaela Schifrin, certainly one of a handful of winter athletes who are, you know, in a roundabout way, a household name. Lindsay Vonn, Shaun White would be two of the others, Nathan Chen, perhaps figure skating. And when one event is straight up canceled 2 hours before it's supposed to happen, I would say there's probably a fair amount of scrambling going on to try to fill in that primetime schedule for tonight.
Well, we'll tune in tonight and see what's on. And Andrew Wittenberg from KSL in Salt Lake City, Utah, we will check in with you next weekend, okay?
All right, bud. See you soon.
Stay warm. Have some fun. Stay out of trouble out there in Pyeongchang, South Korea. Andrew Wittenberg at KSL in Salt Lake City. He's a really good reporter and has a lot of fun out there, and he's nice enough to share his experiences with us. News is next here on 720 WGN.